חומש ערב פרשת בחוקותי.
אם בחוקי ישראל תלכו, אז מצווה ישראל תשמרו ועשיס המויס. עושתי גשמיכם בעיתון ונוס מהאורץ. יבולו. פוסק says in בחוקי ישראל תלכו, רש"י says in בחוקי ישראל תלכו, יוכל זה קיום המצווה, כשהוא אומר ואת מצווה ישראל תשמרו, הרי קיום המצווה אמרו, ומה אני מקיים בחוקי ישראל תלכו, שתהיו המילים בתורה. אז חז"ל תלכו, בחוקי ישראל תלכו, ואת מצווה ישראל תשמרו, ועשיתם מצוות. שתהיו המילים בתוירו. כל זה פשוט שתהיו המילים בתוירו. זה פרסט, שמו זובסקי, ספיקס אאוט. מהחתסת. Where it goes in the words, אם בחוקו ישראל תלכו שתהיו המילים בתוירו. So שמו says, תלכו is growth. הולך ונסעלה, הולך ונסעלה. When someone is omel b'toyro, he's oile v'nis'ale. If he's not omel b'toyro, he's not oile v'nis'ale. You could keep mitzvahs, you could be a good yid. But to become a better person is only if you omel b'toyro. Zatz et amid chachomim, en lo menucho, the holchim, the moving. Person grows, how a person grows when he's omel b'toyro. It's more down in Chazal, the Netziv says, Yarif kamoto likhi tizal katalim rossi. So the Netziv explains, Yarif kamoto likhi will be like rain, my lekach, my toyro. Tizal, Katal, Imrosi, also my Toiro. Zog the Netziv, Yaroif Kamoto Likhi is when a person is learning Ba'amolo Shel Toiro, Ba'yegioso Shel Toiro, Ki Lekach Toiv Nosati Lochem. Then the water is like a rain. It makes the person to grow. It makes the person to become a better person. But if it's not like a rain, if it's not likhosi, it's imrosi. What is imrosi? Person is learning. Everything is givaldik. He learns. He rests ben asdorim. He by night schmoozes. He Friday's not around. Shabbos he takes it easy. Tries to find different places to eat. Very nice boy. Mamish keeping everything exactly. It's katal. Tal doesn't make something to grow. Maybe it stays steady. But if a person wants to learn Torah, has to be katal kamoto likhi. Zog the Taz, what is amelus shel Torah? Ein divrei Torah v'miskayim elo b'mi shememis atzmo yoleo. If he's a memis atzmo yoleo, then he could grow. They say pshat, שאלו על מוב דאורץ שלו בירחו בתוירו תחילו זאת בטאז שלו בירחו בתוירו and what says in ברכס התוירה אונו המילים לעסוק בדברי תוירה חייבה לא שנרן דה הקדום את הציפת את סניוסה brings down and a lot of times a magid came מהשמיים to tell the goyen פשט סיסרי תוירה and the goyen told him if it's not almost shel תוירה if I don't work there's no point. And he sent away the Magid. We mentioned a couple of times the Gemara and Shabbos. Haynu do marove lamaiminim bo some de chaye. It's chayim lamaiminim bo. Lamasmilim bo some de mofsa. Rashi, what is my meaning bo? Asukim batoiro bechol koicho. Vetrudim lo das soido. Asukim bechol koichom vetrudim lo das soido. Odom ha-mishtamesh b'yad. What is ha-moilosh של תירה? Asukim b'chol koichom v'trudim l'da ha-soido. Obot nosed. Roisi harbe anoshim. Asukim b'chol koichom v'loi godlu. Ki loi hoyu trudim l'da ha-soido. What is trudim l'da ha-soido? Shlomo Boch yes, they asked me a shtar kikashe ot b'yeshua. And I'm preparing Chumash here. I don't have time that someone will disturb me. Someone comes, I just have a telethon of Meir Yeshua. Yeah? I can't listen. No, this is a second. I just have a telethon of Meir Yeshua. Yeah? This is called Trudim Lada Solido. A guy comes over in the middle of Seder to you. Just the Twin Towers fell. He has something very interesting. Yeah? He just wanted to know what happened in the elections. Yeah? Is Trudim Lada Soido? Is the answer? So there's a Mahalach, the Boch, Zakasha. No, so what is the Pshat? Famous Maisa, the famous Maisa. I'm the Maram Shik. When he was looking for a Shidduch for his daughter, so he came lodging to look for a Shidduch. He stole the Kasha and he said that the one will give the answer. He'll marry his daughter. Because he was there for 3 days, no one managed to answer. Every Teretz he shlugged up. He was leaving already, and the wagon left the city, and he sees this bocher running after. So he told the guy, stop, you know, we gave 3 days, but maybe if the guy has an answer, you'll marry my daughter. The guy runs, and you have a Teretz, the bocher says, no. He says, why you ran? Rebbe, chodsh, give me the pshat. He said, you'll be the chosin to my daughter. When a person is omel b'toiro, then a person grows. Chaim says, "In the vakshenu k'kesef, chamatchoyni techapsenu ostovin yiras Hashem." What is the chapsenu k'kesef? What is money? You can't survive without money. And you see it. See the guy that in yeshiva can't learn a word. Yeah? And in 4 years in Hispanos, he sits in college, he goes ahead, he flies ahead. He manages. What happened? He needs the money. Oh, but the Teire, he needed to pass his years. He doesn't feel he needs to know the Teire. It's not enough. A person, they tell you that there's a diamond here, just if you find it. So the person goes and goes in the mud. He's looking for the diamond. That has to be the bikush l'teira. In bechukoy say teleichu shetiyu amelim b'teira. Then a kodesh bochu. Then a person grows. And before Shmulevitz, every time would bring down the Teisus Rida Masechta Megillah. It says like this: Targum shel Nevim Yoinasan ben Uziel Omroi. מפי חגה ישחריה ומלאכי וכשאומרו נזדז ארץ ישראל ארבע מויס פרסויס על ארבע מויס פרסויס יוצו בסקויל ואומרו מגילו סויד לבוני. Rashi explains, we don't understand how the Yenis in Israel helps us. We don't understand Targum. Aber nuch the Targum, you can understand the Novi. מגילו רוזה. Find that there's a stream. What's the problem? Now there were no pshat. Why Eretz Yisrael is that? It's a novi. People don't know pshat. Yonis of Nazir came and he told us pshat. Mishum she'achshov lo yimseru nafshayu lemilfinu k'demiyikore. It would be easier for them to learn. They will not be omel b'toyro. So what happened? Eretz Yisrael started to shake. Happened one more time. When they bring a chazir, a pig, up to him, Zman Achurban also. The Mamad is all bizarre. Pigim Beis Amigdosh, and not to learn Be'iyun is the Zelbe Matzah. Both of them are Yisrael doesn't survive. So a person will say, so what do we do with all these new Geboras? Yeah? When they came out, Rav Shach tried to stop. I remember the Arts who came out very close to the Zlat and its family. But when the Arts who came out, I remember Rav Shach called my father. He wanted to go out against the Arts. My father explained to him that in America, I had to raise an Arts. So Aleichen already, eh? People use the art school. People ask, what is the difference? Why the American art school is more bizarre than from the Hebrew one? Pshat is Pusha. The English one is people can't read the words, Pshat. The Hebrew ones, they know Pshat. They're looking for the loveness. Yeah? Pusha, no, no, Pshat. The difference. And when we call McCoy, what's the Pshat? The Torah says, there's so much people today that because they cannot be Amal B'Torah, they don't just go over to the Gemara, they don't pick up the Gemara. Art school opened it and people could learn. There's a lot of lomdim that they started to be me'ayin in what they're learning, so they did a chesed to klal Yisrael. The Yonis ben Uzziel was in a doyer. Now without that, people would sit 5-10 hours till they chap every drosha. So it doesn't mean that a person says, okay, so I'll go to a shir then I don't chap. So then he doesn't come. He waits for the next sugya, yeah? Because he doesn't chap. That's not a mile. So what are we saying? But a person has to know. Give you a mashal. A yid came to the Chiddush Harim. Told the Chiddush Harim, I'm learning. I don't feel I'm growing. He told me, I'm mashal. Don't you grow? It doesn't go. And it says, Keshol le'oil ve'kechamor le'masa. I'll give you an example. A person has a huge field. He has to plow it. He takes a shoyr, puts them achreishe. The show starts to go. He finishes till the end. The show thinks he could go home. He hits him, he has to do it again. He says, okay. No, he has to do it again. Like he's doing the whole day back and forth. The show thinks the guy's meshuggah. But the truth is, the vowel things are starting to grow. Then they cut the wheat. The chamoy comes, they put sacks. And they put them down in the end. And again, he puts the sacks. The chamoy, I don't understand. Well, I'm going back and forth with the sacks. Sacks full of tendencies. And the end, it produces. The amolo shel Torah makes the person to grow. A bocher could be in a yeshiva the ganze zman and never to be amol b'Torah. Now, I want to explain. It doesn't mean that the whole day he has to break his head. A bocher could look at the kaimis, the one that needs the school, could use the school. Everyone, lefi, everyone that needs his help could have his help. The shaylev in every day he has a molo shel Torah, he has yigiyoso shel Torah, or he doesn't. 10:30, the oilim leave. Now I'm learning for hours. Stark. Once a week I take a sugya, one inyan, the Rambam, and I mevare till the end. Even then it's hard for me. Again and again and again. This is the secret. This is the secret. Amolo shel Torah. Yegiyoso shel Torah. The famous Maise was Motzi Shvis, the Netziv, Mevalozhin, had an Esrog that was sent to him from Eretz Yisrael. And he bought it to Reb Chaim. Briska. And Reb Chaim told him that there's a Shaila here in Shvis and Eretz Yisrael with the Chumash, with the Rambam, he doesn't want. So the first Reb Chaim said he doesn't want, then the Tziv found out. So the Tziv told him, so Barazel Chutz Negeh to me, he said, I also can use it. Back and forth. 4 o'clock in the morning, Reb Chaim hears banging on his door. The Netziv is there. The Netziv comes and says, I have a pshat. He starts. Chaim says, just 1 second, just let me do the biggest hotel. So behind those big satayah, and he sees the Natsivus crying like a baby. He says, Rebbe, what happened? He says, I'm crying in Klal Yisrael. If the next God Lador at 4 o'clock in the morning is sleeping, I feel so bad for Klal Yisrael, the next generation. Famous Maisa, that the kid came to the Chibina Rav Shabbos afternoon and he knocked on the door. He was knocking, 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 knocking. Ushlami kid. The Gegendor, you know, the Ushlami kids, sweet kids. Knocks on the door, the kids are for 10 minutes. Shabina Rav gets up. So this kid, the boss visitor, Chava Kashef, Ushlami Kro. So Shabina Rav told him, for this you woke up the Shabina Rav? So the kid said, what? Shabina Rav sleeps Shabbos afternoon? Shmuel never went into a bed anymore, Shabbos afternoon. He said, if a kid in Yerushalayim understands that Shmuel has to be learning Shabbos straight, I could go to sleep. How many times you learn 10 hours Shabbos afternoon? 8 for an hour quickly, 7, 8 hours. What, you're going to be tired? Anybody sleep much of Shabbos. I'll be tired. What'll be tired? Then you stay up to 3 o'clock and you get tired Sunday. Book Chazi Sunday, yeah? Why can't I learn 5-6 hours Friday? Shabbos afternoon. Where's the lachatz? Where's the amol shutri? A person wants to grow. He wants to grow. But chutz from what he wants to grow, he's not masking to do amol shutri. In bechukoy yisai teleichu. The Aftoche, Ein Gashmias in Ruchmias, is in Tiyu Ameilim Batoiro. Not Loim de Toiro, Ameilim Batoiro, Yegei Batoiro. The growth comes from that. A person has to take on himself growth. If a person wants to be Matzliach, he has to be Yogea Batoiro. He has to be Omer Batayro. But if he doesn't do a Yegir, if he doesn't do a Omer, there's no chance. If you learn what will happen, it will rain, will be what to eat, will be peace, no animals, and if someone will come and fight with you, you will win him. I will not throw you away. This is the whole promise. And Kisavoy Where's the brachas? You know what? If you sit and learn, you'll rain, you'll have what to eat, lunch will be served in yeshiva. You'll have a seat in yeshiva. Don't say if you learn, you'll be invited to the world of the Zednish. So if you said to learn, Yishmeichem be'itam, Lachaltam nesoyba, why does it say? Everyone will love you, everyone will invite you, people will pour money on you. Why does it say that? Zog Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Parshas Kisover is a bracha to Klal Yisrael. Our Parsha is a Talmidei Chachomim. Talmidei Chachomim, Ashirus is not a broche. You only need what you need. Maise he brings down Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Shoyo Talmid sheyotzo lechutz laoretz. And he came back rich. Hoyu atalmidim roim umiskanim boy. It's Medrash Rabbe Shmois Perek Nun Beis. Hoyu mevakshim gam hem lotzes lechutz laaretz. Nice, nice. All the money is you go to chutz laaretz, you make money. Nice, nice. Yeah. As I give it. Yoda Reb Shimon, hoitziyom labiko. Reb Shimon took them to a biko. Omar, biko, biko. Shimon Yochai said, hismali din reizov. Hitchilo abiko mishechas din reizov lifneim. The whole biko got full with coins of gold. Omar lehem, im zov atem mevakshim hareizov. Tlu. Everyone was very excited. Elohevi yoidim. Shekol mishanoyter schor yachshov. Chelko yishel oylom habo hunoyter. Shein maton schorom shel tzadikim v'tamidei chachomim elo l'oylom habo. Sheneem avatischak l'yoyim acho. It's a marvel dikazach. Shoyim gezvila, it's a big malmoifes. He had a granddaughter in Los Angeles. She said, over the mice. She was different, she was 90 years old. Shoyim gezvila. She was 20 or something. They found out that she's sick with the machle. The doctors gave her a couple weeks. So she went to her grandfather, Shlomke. Shlomke said, we kabel three things. Not to kiss your kids, she had a bas yechida. Not to wear jewelry for 2 years, and not to go to none of your kids in the any class chasms. So she was mekabel for 2 years. She didn't wear jewelry, and this she was healthy completely. After 2 years, she put on the jewelry, and again it happened. She went to Shlomke again. I said again. After 2 years, she decided she's not putting it on. So Shlomke explained. She has a gzeira. I gave her a tzar. And she never went. She had a bas yochid. And that daughter had a ben yochid. She didn't go not to the bar mitzvah, not to the chasana. How you could do it? You want to leave the world? You also will not have it. You mekabel the tzar. There's no musik to eat the ilam haba in this world. You could. Al the cheshbon of ilam haba. Schorom shel tzadikim. I saw this mice brought down from the kids in the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim's house, I spoke about a lot of times, was sand on the floor. Like the old days houses, Bimish, all the places. Yeah? So the kids wanted to put wood. Chofetz Chaim said, Chofetz Chaim told them the keys. Then they put curtains on, without asking. Chofetz Chaim came and said, Ganovim, Ganovim, you're stealing my Ilam Abe. I don't need a curtain, you're stealing my Ilam Abe. I have extra for what I need. I'm not saying that, you know, as a famous Maiseh, Bnei Brak was like the biggest hit, that Maiseh, that was a Yid. No, we have the Klolos this week. So Al Pi Halacha, you don't, Baal Koyre reads the Klolos. You don't give the Aliyah someone the Klolos, because we choishish to the Baal Koyre, we will mechaven on him. It's very dangerous. Was a Yid in Bnei Brak said, I'm not scared, you know these people there. They take the chance. They go up to space, they take that boy, he likes to try. I want to see what happens. So I said, God, you know, people say his name. Kinzer, the guy became a multimillionaire. Multimillionaire, till today he's a multimillionaire. Kinzer, they went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Told him, this young man, he's in yeshiva, David and Letterman, man, he's a chosher guy. He's not scared, look what happened to him. Exactly. It mamash happened. He left yeshiva and he started to work. Mamash, the klolos happened. The klolos happened. He was about to learn and he became a businessman. Mamash, the klolos. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky said. Now, we're not saying that every businessman is a klolos. Yeah? I'll be out of business. But I want to explain. We have a wrong hashkafa. This parsha belongs to us. I made before that I have to say a vote. I think it's a chasm sefer. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz. This is all only, I'm only saying it b'shem Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz, and I don't mean nothing. Yeah. Every year in B'chukoy Sari is last week. This year it's this week. Last week it's even better. But this year B'chukoy Sari is this week. Because normally B'midbo is not mamash near Shavuos. This time it's mamash back to back. The minig is al pi Chazal tich l'shono v'klilaseo. We read B'chukoy Sari before Parshas, before Kabbalah Satere. We also read B'midbar before. B'midbar sometimes happens after, but B'derech Klal, B'chukoy Yisrael cannot be, has to finish before Shavuos. It says, "In B'chukoy Yisrael teleichu, v'nosati gishmeichem b'yito." It's all right in time. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky explained to us, "Dosi de brocha, you sit and learn, you have what you need, and you're good. You're good. This is the brocha of Talmud Chacham. What he needs. Kol ha'olam nizem b'shechan ha'ayim b'nichan ha'ayim b'nidah l'kam chachum b'mer b'shabbos l'erev Shabbos." But Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz brings down to the Chasam Sefer as the Kash. Kshamim b'itom is a normal thing. It sounds like this. Chazal say, why it stops to rain? And the Rishboch hu mis'aver et filofim shel tzadikim. It's a Rashi. Ve'odom ein ba'oretz asher yavoim ve'ashem terem himtir. So it Rashi was this ve'ashem terem himtir. Rain never came down because it was not a person to daven. Rain comes b'schus tefillas. So sometimes Hashem wants tefillas. He stops the rain. I want to explain. In Eretz Yisrael, without rain, there's nothing to drink. Hard days, you know, you could drink mineral water, you could drink soda. And that days, if there's no rain, there's nothing to drink, there's nothing to eat. If a year was without rain, and the end of the year was a rov, what was a rov? How a star? It was no rain. There was no rivers. It was gomish there. No drink, no food. And every year was a pachat. It's time to say over the vote from the Kliyoko, the beautiful vote of the Kliyoko from the end of last week's parsha. Why is it Issur to take ribis? Says ribis, you give it to a person, and you have an interest. Every year you get interest, 20%. Every year you get 20%. So you don't have to have them, right? You lend out your money, $5 million. You get $1 million a year. It's fixed. Every normal parnasa, you have to have them. You'll find a good deal. You'll find a customer. Here, it's done. It's fixed. A parnasa that you don't have to daven is treif. You don't wake up. It's on Chas Amazim. You don't need a Rebbeinu Shalom. Zogter, so why la goit la nochri tashich? So very posh. Dear, you're not sure if you'll see back your money b'chlap. This is the Kliyoka. La nochri tashich. He says, okay, so I understand the guy that takes, that gives the money. Why the guy that takes the money is doesn't get up Chas Amazim? You machshil a yid on emuna? It's again. So, this is the reason the rain in Eretz Yisrael was what people have to rely on. So every time when Hashem wanted Klai Yisrael Chazal to mischazik in emuna, he closed the rain and he had to daven. In bechukoy say teleichu zok the Rabbi Yonis and I show you meivim bekabbalah. If you're sitting and learning by Amal Shul Torah, I don't need your davenings. Amal Shul Torah is more from going to more places to daven. Guy sits and learns for 2 hours, it's like went to all the Kibbutz Tzadikim 20 times together. So, don't worry, you don't need tefillas. I will not, all the things that I do for people that need tefillas, for the guy that's sitting and learning by Amal Shul Torah, I don't have to do it. So we go to the Mizot Gem Chayim, that's the Pshat. In Bechukoy Yisai Teleichu, Ve'etz Mitzvoy Yisai Tishmeru Ve'asisim Oysom, Ve'nosati Gishmeichem Be'ito. Ve'nosati Gishmeichem Be'ito. Ve'nos No'oretz. Yevu Lo Ve'etz Asod Ha'it Empiriyoy. Ve'edavtem Asodeichem Ve'nofdu Lefim Echorev. Ve'rot Mikem Chamish Omer ומרו מכם רבו וירדויפו. So Rashi learns Pshat, Ari Bechashman doesn't stim. 5 chase 100, and 100 chase 10,000. Rashi says, לא ייקח החשמן, ולא יצורך לא ימר אלו, ומאו מכם שני אלופים ירדוף. אלו אין עדוי ממועות עם האויסים מסתוירו, למרוב עם האויסים מסתוירו. שוברי לכם מטה לחם ואופו עשר נושים לחמיכם בתנור אחד וישיבו לחמיכם במשקול פרק חובוב פסוק חובוב בשברי לכם מטה לחם ואופו עשר נושים לחמיכם בתנור אחד וישיבו לחמיכם במשקול ואכלתם ולא תשבעו. Rashi says, "V'ofu esa noshim lachmeichem betanur echod." 10 ladies will bake in one oven. Michoiser eitzi. V'yishivu lachmeichem b'mishkol sheteatvu anirkeves. So you can't even give out loads of bread; it will be broken, and they will have to weigh it. V'achaltem b'loy tisbo. So me'ira b'teicha me'ayim. So there will be no wood to bake. 10 ladies bake together. The bread breaks, and you're not full. So the Mefarshim says it's three different clothes. You would think people are baking together, it will help. It will not help. The bread will fall. You would think sometimes when the bread falls, it's very stuffed, so you can get full from it. The light is bow. But the Shalomeshu, I think, says Pshat. That Chazal say, "Broche as shruya b'dover as somuy min ha'ayin." V'ofu as onoshim lachmeichem betanu rechot. We know wood, so there's no broche. The bread will break, the grashi, so you have to start to weigh it. Dover shebe mishkol doesn't have a broche. Mele, v'achaldem eloi disbo'o. There's a famous word of Biskerov, I want you to know it. V'anishorim bochem v'yveisim meirech b'levovom b'arzoi siveyem v'rodaf oisom kol ale nidof. They will hear a leaf falling, they will run away. V'nastem menusas cherev v'noflu v'ein roidef. You're running, no one is chasing you. So the chshayla is, it's better, at least no one is chasing you. We could have been running and someone would be chasing us. And Hashem has enough people to chase us. Yeah? Has a million Chinese. I mean a billion. So. Yeah? It's not a lack of people. Why the Kalala says you will be running and no one will chase you? So you can say, fault. If someone chases you, if you're in a room, no one could come in. But if you're nervous from nothing, so you have anxiety where you are. Yeah? Say Echad HaPshat. Eichel Abshat. Or Biskirov said, "Is a aloche Elohim yevakesh es a nirdof." Hashem helps the nirdof. Elohim yevakesh es a nirdof. If Klal Yisrael will have someone chasing after them, there will be a nirdof. And if there are nirdof, Elohim yevakesh es a nirdof. Venastem ve'en roidef. You don't have a din nirdof. I saw it all of my life. People that were nirdof, in the end they were matzliach. Elohim yevakesh es nirdof. The ma'aseh in Brisk that he had a very choshev meeting against the kashrus. It was one of the rabbonim that he was the one that the meeting was against him. but he showed up to the meeting as well. So the Oilam wanted to kick him out. Skolov said, don't kick him out. If you kick him out, he'll be a nirdaf. And the Elohim Yavakesh is a nirdaf, who will not manage. Against him, we have to do it. But a guy that is chased out of a meeting, you know, it's like, it's the biggest patch and pony, right? And the Elohim Yavakesh is a nirdaf. Ve'avadetem ba'goyim ve'ochlo eschem heretz eveichem. Ve'avadetem kshetiyu pruzim tiyu avudim zem mize. Chazal say will be like a aveido. Zog the mefoshim, the Rachaim says, what is the pshat ve'avadetem? Like a aveido. Klal Yisrael will be lost like a Aveda. He says, Chiyuv to be Meshiv Aveda is only if it's Simonim. If it's Simonim, you have to be Meshiv the Aveda. If it's no Simonim, you don't have to be Meshiv Aveda. Klal Yisrael want that the Ribbono Shel Olam will be Meshiv the Aveda, you have to be Makpi to have the Simonim. The person has and the Simonim, the Ribbono Shel Olam will be makpid to meishiv the aveda. If a person drops the simanim and says nishtok in simanim, then the Ribbono Shel Olam is not meishiv the aveda. Finish at the end of the parasha says, "V'chol ma'isor boker b'tzoyin kol asher yavur tachas ha'shevet ha'asiri ha'kodesh la'ashem." So you have sheep, you take out nine, one. Take out nine, one. Take out nine, one. There's a lot of sentiment. So much time, I will say one vote. You have to give a tenth of all of your animals, right? What? You have 5,000? You give 1,000. Not bad. What is the point? All of them pass. 10, 10, 10. What is the point? What is the point? I heard a big aside. Rabbi said, listen to me and it's kedai. If Hashem will tell a person, you have 10, a million cows, give 100,000, it will never happen. One for you, two for you, nine for me, one for Hashem, Seda. Nine for me, one for Hashem, Zayla. I tell all the guys that start to work. Some guys, you know, they're not Yitzchak and learning, and they have to go out to work. And I tell them the first thing is make a tzedakah account. But even the Ingelite, make a tzedakah account. You make some money, take off Maisa. No, don't worry, at the end of the year. At the end of the year, you don't have 5,000, you don't have 50,000, you don't have 50 million, you don't have these numbers to give. It's a big nisayon. Can't give so much money. Every time you take off, it's not an issue. I borrow from the Maisa, I give back to the Maisa, pitam, the numbers are impossible to give back. The same thing is with learning the Dafayomi. You give 5 minutes of a day, 10 minutes of the Dafayomi every day, hour for the Dafayomi every day, then baya. You fall behind 5 blood. You don't have 5 hours to give back. And then it never happens. And every zach, you want to learn halacha. Then every day, 5-10 minutes halacha. To 3 years, you know the whole mishavua. I don't have now 5 minutes at lunchtime. Ah, that's Hashem. But as many more, for 10 hours. 10 hours will never happen. You'll never have it from 10 hours. Slice, slice. So a person has the behemoths. So normally in Maisa, every time what you use, you can give Maisa. Maybe you have to Maisa from every single you had this year. So how you do it? So the Torah said, I can't give you to give a fifth, a tenth, a person will not give. It's a lot, it's expensive. But if a person gives, nah, one is to me, two is to me, one to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is very easy. It's good for a person to get used to it. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll have Siyata Nishma.
See you later.
Yeah.